Welcome to the Uplevel Your Future No More Hiding Summit. You will discover innovative talks for personal and business expansion with leading experts. Today, be ready to be infused with hope, strength, and confidence and find powerful direction to lead you on a path of success. Join our world-class speakers and experience inspiration, hope for your future, and an elevation of your desires. Inspired Choices Network, our summit hosts, are excited to have you here.
Hello, welcome everybody. I am so excited to be here. I may have been literally bouncing right before this. My name is Danielle Carter. I'm an intuitive empowerment wellness coach. And I like the wellness part of it because it's treating your life and your body and your universe as a whole system, not separating it out into different things. Okay. So today I'm very, very, very excited about the topic. The subject is words. Hello, words. Technically, it's words, your future's blueprint. And let me ask you guys a question. How often do you ask for something and then get the opposite? You talk to your body, you're like, oh, I'd love to lose weight, and then you gain more weight. Or, hey, universe, I'd love $1,000 in the next day, and then you lose $500 or something like that. What is actually going on with that? Well, that's what we're here to talk about today. Why does this occur? Because the words you are using, writing, or thinking are not congruent with the energy. What do I mean about the energy? We're all energy, okay? Whether you want to call it the quantum realm, whether you want to call it consciousness, we all have this energy. We're a part of this energetic field that's all around us. And it's all about the energy, okay? When we talk about language, our original language was energy, okay? I mean, whether you want to talk about caveman, before language was created, they just, you know, kind of thought at each other. But then it was also the place where we were in a different realm or dimension or whatever you want to say, but we were these energetic beings communicating energetically, okay? So energy is the original language. And one thing I want to make sure to get out before we get in too far into this is your body listens to the language of energy and the universe listens to the language of energy, okay? So at one point in time, for some reason, we went, hey, you know what? Let's create a verbal and written language because that's a good idea. Yay. Why? I don't know what we did, but we did. There was that time when we went, yay, let's take all these energies and create a written and verbal language. So what we did is we saw an energy. Okay, we saw an energy. And whether it's a physical form like fire or whether it was a concept like family, and we went, we're going to put a word to that energy. Okay, so I say that so that energy of fire was there. Yeah, you can see the physicalness of all that, but the energy of fire was there. And then we put the word fire to it. And in that way, the word fire is congruent with the energy of fire. And that is really the key, is to be congruent with the words and then also the energy. Okay. Because have you ever noticed, some of you may have speak different languages. And if you notice that the energy of fire, no matter what language it is a fire. Because how often do you actually not know the other language, but you understand what they're asking, you understand what they're implying because you're getting the energy of it, okay? That's because the energy is congruent with the words that they are speaking, okay? So I'll say this again, the energy came first. We need to really, really, really be aware of that. So around 1946, after World War II, a lot of the dictionaries were updated. Why? I don't know. There's conspiracy theorists out there that say they did it to stop us, or other people are like, oh, they're just updating things. But whatever it is, for some reason, around 1946, after World War II, dictionaries were changed. Okay. Why am I saying this? Because they can change the dictionaries, but they're not changing the energy. So you need to really be aware of looking at the energy of the words that you are using, okay? Because when you are using the words that are not matching energetically, that's when the chaos erupts. That's when you get the opposite things of what you're actually desiring, okay? Don't worry, I have a lot of tips and a lot of suggestions for that. But just some really quickly of like how they change these words, but it really creates the original energy. It invokes the original energy when you speak these words. Excuse me. So you must become aware of some of these original energies, okay? So a few examples before we get into more. How many of you love setting goals? Nobody, right? I mean, it's become a joke even, like how fast you can fail at setting goals or achieving the goals. So goals rarely work. You want to know why? It's not because you're weak. It's not because you don't have enough ability. The original definition of goal is to hinder or impede or put in jail. The energy of goal is literally to stop you. And if you think about it, even in a sporting event, when they do a goal, the play stops, they reset and start again. So when we're working towards having a goal, we're constantly stopping, starting, resetting. It's amazing anybody gets anything done when we're trying to set goals, right? Okay. Here's another fun example. Family. I love my family, some more than others, but I do love my family. But what's interesting is how we use family as a blood, mom, dad, kids, like that kind of familial relations, is relatively new. The original definition of family is servants of a household, which kind of makes you really look at all those times that we were mad at our family or felt that we had no choice with it. Well, did you turn yourself into a servant in it? I am not saying get rid of your family. I like my family. And hopefully you do as well. But I'm just saying, look at that energy. And then it provides clarification. Okay. A couple more just for fun. This is post COVID at this point, at time of recording. And so during COVID, a lot of people were talking about apocalypse. Oh my gosh, is this the apocalypse? And we have this idea that apocalypse is this world ending, zombies are coming out, horrible thing. But do you know what the original definition of apocalypse is? To reveal. That's what the definition of apocalypse is to reveal. And I get how some people can think the world would end if things were revealed, but so I just wanted to invite you guys to start looking at some of these words, looking at the original definition of like, if it feels funky, there may be a reason why, okay? So when you speak, write, ask for things, you want to be congruent, okay? And so many people speak with a wish instead of where the energy truly is, okay? It's a big topic, but I really see four main scenarios of where we can stop our futures, because that's what we're here to talk about, where we can stop our futures with the words that we use, okay? But don't worry, it is easy to change. As a matter of fact, because, you know, I started this because I loved writing. I've always been that, like, what is this? What is this? And how can we more explain this? And so when I started putting the energy with the words, my whole world exploded. And I know that is one of the ways that I created my life, okay? So, like I said, don't worry, it's easy to change. But these are the four main scenarios that I see people get into with stopping themselves with the words and languaging that they're using, okay? First, they are saying one thing verbally, but are asking for something energetically, okay? And like I said, the universe, our bodies, and technically us, listen to the energy. Because have you ever been with somebody and they're talking to you and you're like, something's just weird here? Well, because sometimes the energy is not matching what they're saying. But we do that with ourselves all the time. I've worked also a lot with people and their bodies. And so a lot of things that comes up, people will be like, I would love to lose weight. Verbally, they say that. Energetically, oftentimes people are not asking, or sorry, they're not desiring what they're asking for. And I've worked with so many people with their bodies with this. Some people like don't want to lose weight, because they're not ready for the whatever they've decided weight loss would bring them in, right? So they're not ready for that future. Some are worried about losing connections, okay? There are so many things, and this is just one example of you have to actually ask, or sorry, you have to actually desire what you're asking for. Because you can say it verbally, oh, I'd like $1 billion. But energetically, then we go, but you know what? There'd be so much responsibility. I don't know if I actually want $1 billion. So yeah. So what do we do energetically? We start shoving all of that stuff away, the possibilities. And the universe, who is listening energetically, goes, okay, I won't give you $1 billion. What else would you like to not ask for, right? Okay, so that's one of them. That is number one, is oftentimes what we're saying verbally or writing, we don't actually desire that for whatever reason. There's so many reasons, okay? Number two of the four main scenarios is sometimes you're truly asking for what you desire, but you are using the words that invoke a different energy than what you think, okay? And this is where getting to know the words with the energy underneath is so vital. So the example is like goal. Remember we were talking about goal. How many of us have set goals? I've set goals. We've all done that. We've been told to set goals, but then they're hard and then they're painful and then we fail and then we judge ourselves and oh my gosh. Well, yeah, because if you're actually desiring to lose weight, earn money or whatever it is, and then you set that energy of goal, that energy of goal is what you're putting in out into the universe and you're infusing your universe with that energy of stop, hinder, or put in jail. And it truly is put in jail. When I first started researching this 1,000 years ago, I read this book on, it was The Journal of a Witch Hunter. And in there, he talked about all the witches he put in goal. He put them in jail. It's like, wow. So we're literally putting in and infusing the energy of putting ourselves in jail when we set goals. You know, change the word. You can set targets. You can say, this is what I desire to do, have, create. There's so many different words you can use instead of goal. Okay. So number three of the four main scenarios is you are not aware of where the energy is. Okay. So this is a little bit like the using different words. But really what you want to do is look at the place where the words you're using are creating the energy that you don't mean. My example with this is laughing at myself or laughing with myself. Okay. We go to this place where it's like, I'm just laughing at myself. But when you have that energy of I'm laughing at myself, it's what I call self-bullying, right? You're mocking, you're not teasing, you're actually being cruel and judging yourself. I'm just laughing at myself, huh? I'm at, you know, it's pointing at, ha ha ha. So if you change that word, I'm laughing with myself, you don't take you out of the scenario. You're there, you're present. And it's more of that, I'm amused at things that are going on, okay? And so that way you're not bringing in that energy of separation, of pointing, of self-bully, of I'm laughing at myself. Because who likes to be laughed at? Not me. But one of my favorite things to do is laugh with you, to laugh with people. How much more fun and how much more expansive is the universe when you laugh with people, right? So imagine laughing with yourself, all right? And then another example is my cat, sweet cat named Bree, not after the cheese, after the Celtic goddess of fire, Brigia. Anyways, but my niece lives with me, and when I do a lot of the traveling, my niece takes care of the cat. And so I was leaving one day, and I was talking to the cat, and I'm like, okay, Bree, be good for her. And it was almost like a challenge. I got that energy of challenge, be good for her. The cat was like, I get to mess around. I get to do things. And I'm like, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. So I stopped it and I went, Bree, be good to her. And do you feel that the energy is more of an expansive energy? It's just a shift of a couple words, but it actually shifts the future that I was getting. Then I didn't come home and my niece didn't have to tell me about all the horrible things the cat did or whatnot. She was an angel. She was good to my niece. Okay. And then the fourth of the main scenarios of ways we stop our futures, I laugh because this is one of my favorite things to pick on, is you don't believe what you're saying. This is where I get to pick on affirmations, okay? Affirmations rarely work. Rarely work. They work about half the time, and that's if you're lucky. Why? Because you're not actually believing what you're asking for. You're not actually believing what you say. And so when you say, like, I'll take the most famous one, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise, right? We're supposed to say that. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise. I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise. And then you're going to become healthy, wealthy, and wise. But for one thing, you wouldn't be saying, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise, if you didn't think you weren't. That's one of the big keys with this, is we don't think we are this, so we say it, right? And I'm all about, like, changing your future with the words you're using, but let's look at how we're changing our future with the words we're using, okay? Because when you say things that you don't believe, I'm healthy, I'm healthy, I'm wise, what are you saying to yourself energetically? I'm sick, I'm poor, I'm stupid. What is the universe hearing energetically? I'm sick, I'm poor, and I'm stupid. What is your body hearing? Definitely sick. It's also listening to poor and stupid, right? And here's the thing. The universe, our bodies, they don't have a point of view. They will give us what we're asking for. So when we say things like, I'm healthy, I'm wealthy, I'm wise, and we don't believe it, we reinforce. We put, like, cement around those concepts and those points of view that we're sick, we're poor, we're stupid. We are just reinforcing that every time we say that. Okay. So this is, I love picking on affirmations because they don't actually work. They can, though, when you turn them into statements or declarations or mantras. And I love the word mantra, by the way, because it's like a statement or a prayer or a invocation or a spell. There's always a little witch in all of us, as practical magic says. You know, there's a witch in all of us. And what if our words could be those spells, right? If you know the energy, you can use that to craft and create what you're actually desiring. Because I know when I talk with this with some people, they're like, what, so we can never speak? I'm like, we are a verbal society. Have you noticed? You're listening to me speak right now, or you're reading this in the future. This is all the language. We are a verbal society. So until that day, we go back to being only psychic and telepathic and speaking to each other energetically, why not use words to our advantage instead of at a disadvantage, okay? And this is where it comes in of being able to start creating your future with the words, making that blueprint. What do you actually desire? And then using words that support that, okay? And let me say again, you also need to be aware of the words you're thinking. Yes, we're a verbal society, and so I'm talking about the outward appearances of it, the written or the spoken. But we think in words. Have you noticed that? I mean, we think other ways too, but more often than not, we think in words. And I actually asked a friend of mine one time, because German was her original language. She had been living in America for about 20 years at this point. I said, can I ask you a question? Just a random question. She's like, sure. I'm like, what language do you think in? And she stopped and she went, I think in English. Like, okay. I'm like, well, do you know when that switched? And she's like, I don't remember. She's like, I remember I started dreaming in English before she had to stop translating English, or from German or English to German, German to English. Okay. So I say this just to reiterate, it's not just like thinking it is not the loophole. Well, I didn't say it out loud. I'm just thinking it. The universe hears that. Your body hears that. And most importantly, you hear that, okay? So I told you it was easy to fix. It's all good. So you want to look at the words and sentences that you are using, Okay, so here are five quick little tips for how to actually change and create your future with the words that you're using. Okay, number one, do they match the energy you are intending, also known as the outcome? Okay, look at the words with the sentences you're using. Do they create the outcome that you're desiring? Or are they creating an outcome you're not desiring? Look at the original definitions. Okay. Number two, how does the energy change when you change the words? This is one of my favorite ones, and you'll notice I gave lots of examples here, just like when I was talking about my cat, of like, Brie, be good for her, and I changed it to Brie, be good to her. So I just switched out the word, but it made such a massive difference in the energy. Okay, so that's number two, is how does the energy change when you change the words? And it doesn't only have to be wrong, because a lot of people go, well, the energy was okay. Okay, what if it could be better? So change out words and see how you could get an even greater possibility, a greater future, a greater door open with changing out those words. Number three, and this is the big one, do you truly desire what you're asking for? Please look at this. If you don't, be honest as to the why, because then when you're present with actually where the energy is, you can ask for that change. When you resolve or move or shift the energy or person, place, or thing that is making you not desiring that. So please take the moment and just look at that. Do you actually desire what you're asking for? Number four, look up the words that don't match and find the words that match the energy that you desire. Okay, you can go to, there's old dictionaries online, you can find, there's history of etymology online, and on dictionary.com they have word origin at the bottom. So there's lots of online free resources that you can look at all of these things. Okay, and number five, please be vulnerable. Don't use the opposite words of what you are believing. It's those affirmations again. I get that we go, well, I want to be healthy and wise. Great. So let's craft some sentences that actually create that for you instead of reinforce that you are not that. Okay. I have worked with thousands. So that's the five. I have worked with thousands of people. And when we get them to be congruent with the words they think or speak, it truly creates their future with purpose and intention, creates their life, creates their body. Because when you're working with your body and with the universe and using the energy that matches what you desire, that is when the magic happens. That is when you can actually achieve the future that you're asking for. And who knows, you might even find that this is kind of fun. For me, I kind of get giggly. Like if I learn a word, I'm like, well, that has an interesting energy. And I go, what's the definition of that? You know, I have apps on my phone for it. Because as a reminder, you want to look at the original definition. So not your modern dictionaries, but the word origins. Like I said, dictionary.com has word origins on the bottom. Look up the etymology. Etymology is the study of words, of language. Okay. And so you don't have to be a complete nerd like me and read all the studies and stuff, but you can delve into this. Because when you're congruent, you can create anything. Use words to your advantage, craft and spell that, and make the future that you desire. So use words to your advantage instead of at your disadvantage. All right. If you guys want to know more, I'd love to hear from you. Donielle.com, DonnieLlE.com. And until then, create the future, use your words, and have fun doing it. All right. Thanks, everyone. I will see you sometime soon.
Thank you for joining this motivating talk on the Uplevel Your Future No More Hiding Summit. Inspired Choices Network and our expert speakers are excited to connect with you and learn about your hopes and desires to lead you to greater success. If you would like to learn more about everything Inspired Choices Network offers, including future summits, please email us at info@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.